A Consumer Group's annual report released today warns that unsafe toys remain widely available and the dangers to children may not be obvious. The 32nd annual Trouble in Toyland report from the U.S. Public Interest Research Group underscores familiar warnings about small parts and balloons that children can choke on, dangerous chemicals that are linked to serious health problems, and introduces a new worry. Toys with internet connectivity that put a child's privacy at risk.
The message today is clear. We need to protect the youngest consumers from unsafe toys.
Kane Sheik, a campus organizer with MassPerg, discussed the report's highlights Tuesday at the YMCA in Springfield, one of several news conferences held in the region to coincide with the nationwide release of the toy survey. As an example of the privacy concerns posed by toys that are part of the so-called Internet of Things, the report lists the My Friend Kayla doll, which contains a Bluetooth device that could allow a stranger to listen into a child's conversations.
Honestly, the biggest advice is not to buy this toy because most children aren't equipped to work on privacy issues like this. But if you do decide to, just be careful and make sure that you are closely monitoring who is on the device or who is connected to the toy as well.
Sheik said the doll is the subject of several complaints pending before the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and was banned in Germany because of personal privacy violations. In July, the FBI issued a warning to consumers to take cybersecurity into account before bringing internet-connected toys into their homes. The Consumer Group's report warns people to be on the lookout for two fidget spinner models that were found to contain excessive levels of lead. Earlier this month, Target removed the spinners from its store shelves and website, but the manufacturer has not recalled the devices.
We have urged it to be recalled, and it has been taken off of the shelves, which is great.
More than 30 toys and children's products have been recalled in the past 12 months, often with little or no publicity. So Sheik urged people to check the list in this year's report.
Always examine toys carefully for potential dangers before making a purchase.
Democratic State Representative Jose Tosado of Springfield spoke at the news conference and urged people shopping for toys as gifts for the holidays to read the Public Interest Research Group's report.
Some of these toys are very attractive. I mean, they're geared towards young kids, so they're very colorful. They got all the bells and whistles, but unfortunately, those bells and whistles can sometimes lead to some very tragic events.
Advocates said the annual toy safety report has led to more than 150 recalls and other enforcement actions during the past 30 years. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.